This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Secondary Education Examinations, SEE, begins today in physical attendance after 2 years. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus pays courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari. And China's financial capital Shanghai escalates COVID-19 lockdown restrictions. Now, the news in detail. The Secondary Education Examinations, SEE, exam, which was physically suspended due to COVID-19 pandemic, has been conducted in physical presence of students after 2 years. This year's SEE has begun today with a total of 414,967 regular students sitting for the examinations. According to National Examinations Board, the students are taking their exams across the nation in 2,007 examination centres. Examinations Controller Arjun Rayamaji shared that a total of 157,914 boys and 257,053 girls are sitting for their exams from 11,615 schools across the country. In the past 2 years, the board has announced the SEE results based on the school's internal assessment citing the COVID-19 pandemic, but the students are appearing in the examinations in person this year. Similarly, 20 students from a school run by Nepalese in Japan are also appearing in the examinations this year. The Director General of the World Health Organization, WHO, Dr. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus, has paid a courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Press advisor to President Tika Dhakal informed that a meeting was held between them at Presidential Palace Sital Niwas this morning. According to advisor Dhakal, during the meeting, President Bhandari thanked WHO Director Dr. Tedros for distributing the vaccine to all countries equally during the COVID-19 pandemic. Dr. Tedros, who arrived in Nepal on Thursday on a 3-day visit at the invitation of Health and Population Minister Birod Khatiwada, also met National Assembly Speaker Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha, Health and Population Minister Birod Khatiwada, and Foreign Minister Narayan Khatka. He is scheduled to return from Nepal on April 23rd. More than 50% of the voting centres of the Madhes province have been included in the most sensitive list. The Election Commission has kept the 1,063 centres of Madhes province on the most sensitive list by reviewing the security challenges as 8 districts of the province share border with India. Deputy Inspector General of Police of Madhes Province Police Office, Janakpur Dham, Umesh Ranjitkar, said that the security arrangement has been made at these voting centres, which have been kept on the most sensitive list of Madhes, during the local level election scheduled for May 13th. Meanwhile, 136 licensed weapons were handed over to the local administration in the province as per the notice issued by the district administration office given the upcoming local level election. The ruling Nepali Congress has called its Central Work Performance Committee's meeting for today. Nepali Congress Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Paudel informed that the meeting would be held at the party's central office in Sanipal, Lalitpur at 2 p.m. The meeting was called to finalize the names of the party candidates for the local elections on May 13th. The Election Commission has scheduled the nominations of the candidates for April 24th and 25th. Likewise, the main opposition, CPN-UML, is making public its commitment paper for the local level elections today. The Policy and Research Academy and the Department of Local Development of the party have jointly prepared the commitment paper following a series of discussions. Meanwhile, the UML is shifting its central party office from Thapathali to Tulasi Lal Memorial Foundation at Chasal in Lalitpur from today. Similarly, the party is also observing its 74th establishment day today itself. CPN Maoist Center Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has said the Left Democratic Alliance formed to wage a struggle against the regression was committed to defending the democratic system and the constitution of Nepal. In a message today on the occasion of the 152nd birth anniversary of communist leader Lenin, Chairman Prachanda has appealed to the alliance parties, leaders and cadres and citizens to prepare a basis for socialism along with the defense of the constitution and democracy by making the candidates of the five-party alliance victorious in the upcoming local-level elections slated for May 13th. In his statement, Prachanda has also expressed tribute to the martyrs for their sacrifices made in the struggles for justice, equality and freedom. A high alert has been adopted at the border area in Rupedia in Banke district given the increasing cases of COVID-19 in India. LAF officer at the health desk, Chiran Gewali, said a help desk has been set up at the border which is screening 150 to 200 people with antigen test daily. Chief of the Public Health Office Banke, Dheerjang Saha, said health checkup has been strictly implemented in the border region. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at a few places in Province No. 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at one or two places in hilly regions of the Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashim Province today. According to the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the minimum temperature in Kathmandu Valley today was 17.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 30.6 degrees Celsius. At present, there is the influence of low pressure lines around Bihar and West Bengal as well as local winds in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international updates. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will discuss defence and energy ties with his Indian counterpart Narendra Modi during talks later. At a meeting in Delhi, the pair also said to talk about trade deal ahead of a new negotiations next week. The meeting between Mr. Johnson and Mr. Modi in India's capital comes on the final day of Mr. Johnson's two-day trip to India, which has been much delayed by COVID-19. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told Russia its recent gains in the east of the country are only temporary and its troops will be forced back across the border. Likewise, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered his troops not to storm the Azovstal steel plant where the last group of Ukrainian fighters in Mariupol is holding out. Instead, the president tells them to seal it up, even a fly cannot escape, and he claimed Russia has control of the strategic port city. Authorities in Shanghai have said they will tighten the enforcement of lockdown measures as a COVID surge continues in China's financial capital. New measures include placing electronic door alarms to prevent those infected from leaving as well as evacuating people to disinfect their homes. The restrictions will take Shanghai's lockdown into its fifth week. According to Chinese officials, the latest breakout in Shanghai, first detected in late March, has seen more than 400,000 cases recorded so far and 36 deaths. Nearly all were elderly, unvaccinated residents with underlying health problems. With this, we have almost come to the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Secondary Education Examinations, SEE, begins today in physical attendance after 2 years. WHO Director General Dr. Tedros A. Ghebreyesus pays courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari, and China's financial capital Shanghai escalates COVID lockdown restrictions. Well, that's the end of this bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.